The Mishnah on top of Yudalad Bay Omer Aleph. Mishnah says, Rav Chanina's Kana Kehanim, Rav Chanina's Kana Kehanim said, Mimeim Shal Kehanim, in the entire days of the Kehanim, Lo Nimnu, they never held back, they never refrained, Milisroif Es Abosar, Shenitmum Bivlara Tuma, from burning kosher meat that became Tamei, and therefore Pasul, from Bivlara Tuma, which as of now we're understanding to mean it became Tomei from, we have the highest level of Tumah is an Avatumah. The first generation that it touches is called the Vlad, the child of the Tumah, which we also call a Rishon Tumah. So this meat that touched the Rishon Tumah would go one step down from there, and then that meat would be now a Sheni Tumah, the second step, the second generation. They wouldn't hold back from burning that meat in Basar Shenitma be'avatoma together with other meat that became Tamei from an avatoma, from the avatoma itself, which means to say it goes one step down and it becomes a first generation of Rishon Tuma. Even though that now that you're taking the higher level Tuma meat, the Rishon Tuma meat, and burning it together with the Sheni Tuma meat, now you're causing the Sheni Tuma meat to go up a level of Tuma. Nonetheless, because they're both possible anyway, and you'll be destroying them anyway, therefore you're allowed to do it together. You don't have to refrain from burning them together. Now the Gemara is going to ask over here the obvious question. When this Sheni meat touches the Rishon meat, so it again will go down one step below the Rishon, and again it will become a Sheni. So it began off as a Sheni, and now when it's touching the Rishon, you're just making it again a Sheni. So what's the level of Tumah that you're adding? You're just making it the same level of Tumah that it was the entire time. Goes the Mishnah further. Rabbi Kiva Omer. Rabbi Kiva added, the Omar, and he said, Mimeim Shal Kehanim, in the days of the Kehanim, Leinimnu, they never held back, Milahavik as Hashemen, from burning oil, Shenifsal b'tfuyoyim, that became possible by being touched with a tfuyoyim, someone who went to the mikveh that day but didn't as of yet have sundown. Now his status is always like a sheni l'tumah, so what he touches, assuming that it's either tumah or kachim, would become a shlishi, it would become a third generation. So this oil that became possible by touching a tfuyoyim, which means currently it's now a shlishi, they wouldn't hold back from burning that oil b'ner in a lamp, shenitma b'tmei meis, that became tamei from a tmei meis, from someone who touched the dead body. So a dead body is what we call avi avoisa tuma. So to say, if the main tuma is called an avatuma, so this would be like the grandfather tuma, the step above that. The one who touches the mace becomes the regular classic avatuma. So if this ner became tummy with something that was a tmei mace, means it became tummy from something that was an avatuma, that means the ner is a rishon l'tuma. So you're taking this oil that's a shlishi and you're burning it in the lamp, in the ner, that's a rishon, so now it's going to touch the rishon and become a sheni, so you're taking it up a notch from a shlishi l'tuma to a sheni l'tuma. Nonetheless, they wouldn't refrain from doing so, Alpha Bishop Mais, even Tumah Tumah Soy, even though you're adding Tumah onto its level of Tumah. Omer Emeir, on that says, Emeir, Midivrein Lamanu, from their words, we'll see more in the Gemara whose words Emeir is referring to, but presumably from Rav Chanina, Skana Kehanim, and Rav Akiva, who just said that once you're destroying it anyway, you're allowed to add to its level of tumah. So then, midivrei and lamadu shesarvan tumah tahirei matmeya bepesach. When it comes to before Pesach, and you have to get rid of all your chametz, and you have in your chametz some tumah that's tar, and other tumah that's tamei. So even though normally you're not allowed to be metamei tar tumah, but over here, since you're burning it anyway, so you could burn the tar tumah together with the tamei tumah, even though you're causing it to become tamei as you're burning it. There's no comparison. Over there, it's Tameh already, and you're just adding to the level of Tumah. Over here, it's totally Tara, and you're introducing a new thing. You're making it Tameh that it never was before. You can't learn from Rav Chanina, Skanak Adam, and Rav Akiva to permit that. Rav Yosi continues, Umayt and Rabbi Yezer and Rabbi Yeshua, both Rabbi Yezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree. Shesarvim Zula Atzman to Zula Atzman, that when it comes to Tameh and Tar, even though you have to destroy both of them, they have to be burned separately. The Tameh has to be burned separately, and the Tar has to be burned separately, because you have no heter to be Metameh, the Tar Truma. Ma Nechleku, where do you have a Machlekes of Eliezer and of Yeshua that you may be allowed to be Metameh something that's not 100% Tameh? Ala Tluya v'ala Tameya. Where you have Truma that's Tluya, that's hanging in limbo, meaning it's a suffix, maybe it's Tar, maybe it's Tameh. And you have other Truma that is definitely Tameh. So over there you have a Machlekes. Shabliyazer Aymer Tisar Zulatsum Vizulatsum. Shabliyazer says, even though it's already Suffolk Tameh, since it's not Vadai Tameh, you still have to burn each one separately, because Misuffolk you might be being Metameh, the Truma which is otherwise Tar. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer Shtem Kachas. Rabbi Yeshua says, in such a scenario that it's already Suffolk Tameh, like we'll explain in the Gemara why, you're no longer Mechuyiv to protect it, and therefore you could burn it together with the Tameh Truma, even though you might be causing Tumah to the Truma that is only Tuluya, that's only hanging. So the Gemara explains, Mechti, Basar Shenitma V'Vlada Tumah Mayhavi. What is the status of Basar that touches a Vlada Tumah, that touches a Rishon LaTumah? Sheni, it becomes a second generation, it becomes a Sheni LaTumah. If that's the case, Kisarv LaBahadi Basar Shenitma V'Ava Tumah, if you're going to burn it together with other meat that touched an avatumah, which means it itself is a risha in my hobby. So now, what will that risha do to this new piece of meat? Sheni, again, it will make it a sheni. Sheni the sheni who. So then, it means originally it was a sheni, and now viter when it's touching the risha is becoming a sheni. If that's the case, my mitzvah tumah tumah. How are we adding tumah? You're keeping it the same level of tumah that it was the whole time. Hacha b'vlad, vlad askinon. When our Mishnah said that it was a vlad atumah, a child of the tumah, it didn't mean it was the first generation, meaning a rishon atumah, but rather the child of a child, a second generation, meaning this basar touched a vlad of a vlad, meaning it touched the sheni, the havale shlishi, which means to say that the basar itself is a shlishi. And now that you're burning it together with basar that touched the navatumah, which means that that second piece of basar is a rishon, you're going to touch the sheni, the shlishi, to the rishon and make it into a sheni. That means you're taking it up a step from a shlishi to a sheni. The kosovar, and must be that Rabbi Chanina's Kanakayanam holds, shlishi mutal asoysoy sheni, that once you're burning it anyway, you could take this meat that was otherwise a shlishi and now make it into a sheni. I'm at the Gemara asks, why are you adding tumah? We have a rule, we'll see soon where the drasha comes from, that when it comes to tumah, food cannot be metama food. The only way that food could become tameh is if it touches something else. If it becomes a liquid could be metama food, a food could be metama mashke, things that are not neither an oichel or a mashke can be metame food, like kalim, and so on and so forth. But oichel cannot be metame oichel. The Tanya, like we learned in a braisa, yochel yehei oichel metame oichel, I might think that one food can be metame, pass off over its tumor to another piece of food. Tamaloymar, the pasuk says, v'chiyuta mayim al zera, when water will be placed on a plant, which is what we know as the Hekshul HaKabal Tumah, that prepares it, that makes it capable of becoming Tumah, of contracting Tumah, then V'Nafal Menivlasam Alav, then one of the corpses of the eight Shrotzim falls on this plant, Tamehu, then it becomes Tumah. Now, Hu is always a Miyad, it's coming to exclude something. It is Tumah, but not something else. So what's it coming to say? Hu tameh ve'enoisa keyetze boi tameh. Even though it itself is tameh, it can't pass off its tumah to something similar to it, to another piece of food. So over here, when you're burning the two pieces of meat together, you're right that one is a higher level of tumah, but at the end of the day, it's still not going to bother the second piece of meat, because it's one piece of meat cannot be metame another piece of meat. Says the Gemara, Honichal Abaye. So it's good, we understand according to Abaye, the Omar, that Abaye explained, Lo Yishanu Alachulin. This rule that Ein Tumah Oisek HaYetzibay is only said as far as Chulin is concerned. Over there, one piece of food cannot be metame another piece of food. Alo b'chuma v'kachim. However, when it comes to chuma and kachim, like the cases of our Mishnah, Oisek HaYetzibay, so then one piece of food could be metame another piece of food. So if that's the case, we understand the Mishnah. Even though we're talking about chuma and kachim, that when you burn them together, you're going to be adding tuma to the other piece, nonetheless, you're allowed to burn them together. And even according to Rav Ada bar Ava, Mishmei de Rava, who says in the name of Rava, Nami, the Omar, Lo Yishanu Ela Chulin, that this rule of Ein Tumah Oisek HaYetzibay is only true by Chulin, U Truma, and even by Truma, one piece of Truma food cannot be metame another piece of Truma food. I will be Kachim Oisek, but at least by Kachim, one piece of Kachim food could be metame another piece of Kachim food, Kayetzibahem. So then, Shapir, so then again, it's good. Because over here, our Mishnah of Chaninus Kanakayan was talking about Kachim. And by Kachim, since one piece of food could be metame another piece of food, so we're back to our problem that if you burn the two pieces of meat together, you are indeed adding a level of Tumah to the other piece of meat. And nonetheless, it's Mutter. So from here, we see that once you're destroying the Tumah anyway, we don't care that you're adding a level. Ela Ravina Mishmei de Rava, but according to the opinion of Ravina, who said in the name of Rav Adamar Mikra Moli Dibar HaKosev, that the Pasuk spoke across the board for everything, that even by Truman Kachim we say Ein Tuma Oisek HaYetzibay, that one piece of Oichel cannot be metam another piece of Oichel. Leishna Chulin makes no difference if it's Chulin, Leishna Truma makes no difference if it's Truma, Leishna Kachim Ein Oisek HaYetzibay my Iko HaMemer. So what are you going to say? How are you going to explain our Mishnah? How are you adding one level of Tuma to another level of Tuma to another level of Tuma? So the more answer is Hakamaya Skinon, the Ika Mashkin Bahali Basar. We're not talking that it was a plain dry piece of meat. There was liquid on the meat. Both when the meat originally contracted its Tuma, so when the tummy item touched the meat, it wasn't only Metame the meat, it was Metame the Mashkin as well. And now that you're burning it, the liquid is still there, so that liquid, which is also tame, is going to be metame the other piece of meat. And that is okay, because a piece of food cannot be metame a piece of food, but like we said before, a mashka liquid could be metame food. So this lower level piece of meat is now becoming a higher level, because it's becoming tame, machmas mashkin, from the liquid that's on the meat, that is also tame, that's now being metame this piece of meat. Iyachi, fracting more if that's the case. Hi, imaboser shenitma ba'avatuma. Why did the Mishnah say that they didn't refrain from burning a lower level meat together with a higher level meat? It's missing the main point. Imaboser mashkemi ba'ilei. It should say that you can't burn it together with boser and mashke that was tamei from an avatuma. Elo, so it must be that, no, you're right. We're talking about a dry piece of meat, there's no mashke on it. If that's the case, we're back to Akasha, Ein Oicho Oisek HaYetzibay, Tomei. So there it is, Nehi, you're right, Ein Oicho Metama Oicho Midaraisa, then on a Daraisa level, one piece of food cannot be Metame another piece of food, but Midarabonon Mio Metame, but it is at least Metame Midarabonon, so that's from Chaninus Kanakehanim's Eidus, that when you're allowed to burn them together, even though you're adding to its Tumah on a Darabonadika level. On the Daraisa level, and a Chanami, you're not adding Tumah. And maybe from Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kehanim, you have no Raya, Aliba de Emes, that you are allowed to add a Daraisa level of Tumah if the scenario would present itself. But over here, where you're only adding Midrabanon, that much we see for sure, that as you're burning it, the fact that you're taking it and adding midrabon in a higher level of tumah, that at least is not a problem. Then the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, "Hoisev Rabbi Kiva, mimeim shal kehanim leinimnu milahadlik v'chulu." So the Gemara goes through the same shaka v'tahaya. Mechti shemen shenisa b'tvu yoyim, shemen that became tamei from a psul yoyim, from a tvu yoyim, my havi. What level of tumah does that shemen, does that oil have? Shlishi, it's a shlishi tumah. And now you're going to take it and burn it in a lamp that became tamei from a tamei mace. My havi, what's going to be the status of tumah of the oil now? Sheni, because the lamp, the tamei mace again is an avatuma, so the lamp that touched the tamei mace is going to be a rishon tumah. So when the oil touches the lamp, it's going to become a sheni. So you take took oil that was originally a shlishi, and now you're elevating it one level, and making it into a sheni. Ma'ika mashu alone, if that's the case, what's Rabbi Kiva's chiddush? What did Rabbi Kiva add? Shlishi mutar la'aseis a sheni, that you could take a shlishi of the tumah, and while you're burning it, make it into a sheni. Hainu ha'ach. That's the same thing that, according to the way we understood originally, according to Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kehanim, that's also what we came out. We're taking meat that's a shlishi of the tumah and burning it together with meat that was a rishon tumah, thereby making the first piece of meat into a sheni of the tumah. Now Tosfos speaks out over here. Now this kasha is only true according to the shita that we said before, ein oichel metame oichel does not apply to truma or and kachim, and therefore you're being metame on the daraisa level, even according to Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim. So if that's the case, Rabbi Kiva is not teaching us anything that Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim didn't already tell us. However, if you're going to go like the Gemara's last teretz, that it's only metame midrabanan, so then you can't ask what's Rabbi Kiva's chiddush. According to Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kehanim, he only taught us that you can add a level of tumah on the midrabanan. But maybe, like we said before, when it comes to tumah deraisa, maybe you can't add a level of tumah. Rabbi Kiva, who was talking about a liquid, a shaman becoming tummy from a kli, that's going to be a tumah deraisa. So we see that not only can you take a shlishi and make it a sheni midrabanan, but you can take a shlishi and make it a sheni midrabanan. So he is adding. So according to that shita, the Gemara would have never had a kasha. The Gemara is only asking, according to the first shita, that even by meat it's tamei midoraisa. So everything that Rabbi Kiva is teaching us, Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kehanim already taught us. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So on that, Rabbi Yehuda answers, Hachav Merv Shematechas Askin On. We're talking about a lamp, not like the common lamp of those days, which was made out of cheres, which was made out of earthenware. Rather, it was a lamp that was made out of metal. Now, by metal, there's a special halacha, the Rachmana Omar, that the Torah said, Bachalal Cherev, when the Torah in the parasha of the Paraduma, when it speaks about Tmei Meis, it says, any person that touches Bachalal Cherev, a corpse that was killed, a dead body that was killed by a sword. Now, why does the Torah mention the sword? The point is that a dead body gives off Tumah. So the Torah is teaching us, Chazal understand, the sword, the metal keli that killed the mace, has the same status of tumah as the dead body itself. It doesn't go down. Normally, everything that touches something that's tummy always goes down a step. The cherev that killed the dead body has the same level of tumah, just like the dead body itself, like we said before, is an aviyah v'isatumah. So too, the cherev, the sword that killed the mace, is also an aviyah v'isatumah. Now, Chazal understood from based on the drashas of Pesukim two things from this halacha. Number one, it's not necessarily the cherev that killed the mace, but a huadin, any other metal keli, would have the same halacha of cherev arei kochalo. Now, what about other kelim? So that's already a machlokes rishonim. If we say by kli shetef other kelim that are not earthenware that could be taken to the mikvah to become tar, for example, wooden kelim, if they're also included in cherev arei kochalo, or it's only limited to metal kelim. But for sure, according to everybody, all metal kelim, whether it's a sword, whether it's a weapon or not, have this halacha of cherev arei kochalo. Secondly, this halacha of cherev arei kochalo, the same way that the cherev, the sword, the metal keli that touches the dead body, becomes like the dead body itself, and therefore is an aviyah v'isatumah, so too, the cherev that touches a person that touches the dead body, so the person who touched the dead body now became an avatumah, so the sword or the metal keli that touched the tmei meis will become again the same level as the tmei mace itself, and that cherev, that metal keli, will be an avatum. So coming back to our Gemara, if this lamp, this ner, was a metal lamp, and it touched the person who was Tmei Meis, so now the lamp itself will be an Ava Tuma. And if you put the oil into the lamp, so the oil is touching an Ava Tuma, the oil is becoming a Rishon Tuma. That means you're taking oil, which originally started out as a Shlishi, and you're bringing it up, not only one notch, like Reb Chanina's Kanakayanim said before, to a Sheni, but rather two notches, you're making it all the way into a Rishon. And that is Reb Akiva's addition. Again, inside, Cherev HaRoka Chalo, V'havi lo Ava Tuma, and therefore the lamp itself becomes an Ava Tuma. V'kosavar, and Reb Akiva holds, Shlishi Mutar La'aseh Rishon. Not only could you make a Shlishi into a Sheni, but you could even make it into a Rishon. On that, the Gemara asks, Umay Duchke to Reb Yehuda, what was forcing Reb Yehuda, Lo'okmei ben Ner Shamateches, to explain our Mishnah, to establish the case, is talking about a metal keli. And the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva was that you're adding two steps of tuma as opposed to just one step level of tuma. Nukvim b'der shal cheres. Let him explain the Mishnah the same way that we originally understood the Mishnah. We're talking about a lamp made out of earthenware, and if that's the case, the ner itself is only only a rishon tuma. And if that's the case, the oil that's inside is going to be a Sheni L'tuma, like we originally thought. If that's the case, Umay Hoisif, so what's Rabbi Akiva adding onto Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kayanim that we don't already know? The answer is, the Ilu Hasam Tamei V'Tamei. Because Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kayanim, he was talking about meat of Kachim. Now, the meat of Kachim, it was originally, even though it was originally a Shlishi and then it became a Sheni, however, the whole time it was originally Tamei, and now that you elevated it, it's further, it's Tamei. Meaning to say, by Tuma, we have two terminologies. We have what's called Tamei, and we also have what's called Pasul. Tamei means that not only is it itself Tamei, did it contract Tuma, but it's the tuma within it is so strong that it could even pass it on. It can convey the tuma to something else. When it's at the end of the line, we don't call it any more tame. We call it rather possible. It itself is possible because it contracted tuma, but it can't. That tuma is not strong enough. It can't take that tuma and pass it on to something else. So in Reb Chanina's Kana Kehanim's case, we were talking about meat of kachim. That was a Shlishi. Now we know that Chulin could go, the latest it can go is a Sheni, the furthest down it can go. Truma can go even up to a Shlishi. Kachim could go even up to a Ravi. So this meat of Kachim, that's a Shlishi, it's not the end of the line. It could, not only is it itself Tamei, but it could even be Metame, it could even pass on its Tumah to something else. So therefore it would be called Tamei, as opposed to Pasul, and when you higher the level, so you're just taking it from a weaker level of Tamei to a stronger level of Tamei. The Ilu Haka, whereas by Rabbi Akiva, he was talking about Shemen that became Pasul from Matuyayim. Shemen that becomes Pasul from Matuyayim, it's the level of a Shlishi, but that is it. It cannot pass its Tuma on to anything else. And therefore, Pasul v'tamei, the oil was originally only pasul, its tuma wasn't strong enough to be passed on, and now, besides the point that you're bringing it up a notch, but you're making it a whole different thing. Now you're making it from a pasul into a tamei, something that can actually give off its tuma. So maybe that was his hosafa. So why did you have to say that it is hosafa is that you're making a shlishi into a rishon? Amar Rava, so Rava answers, Mastisin Kashisei. He had a kasha on the lashon of the Mishnah, and that forced him to say that Rabbi Akiva's chiddush was that you're making a shlishi into a rishon. Because what was the kasha that he had in the Mishnah? My irya, the tani nershin itma b'tmei meis. What's it? Why did the Mishnah have to tell us that this lamp touched a tmei meis? What's it negaya? What type of tumah that it touched? It, just like Rabbi Chanina Kana Kayanim said, it became Tamei with an Avatoma. Does it make a difference which Avatoma that it touched? It touched an Avatoma, so it's a Rishon Latoma. Nisni Tshenidma Mesheretz. It could have become Tamei with a Sheretz, which is another example of an Avatoma. There's many other examples of Avatoma. Why did the Tana have to specifically choose Tmei Meis? Ella must be a zeudavah shechaluka tumasai bein tamei mesa sheretz. What item, which tuma, does it make a difference if it's touch something that's a tamei mesa, as opposed to touching something that's a sheretz? Haviyemiz a mateches must be the item that receives the tuma is a kli matris, is a metal keli. A metal keli, it makes a difference, because if it came tamei from any other ava tuma that's not a tamei meis, it would go down a level and it would become a rishon tuma. Now that it touches the tamei meis, the halacha of cherev areyu kachol kicks in, and it doesn't go down a level, it stays at the same level, and it remains as an ava tuma. So from the fact that the Mishnah said, specified tamei meis as opposed to any other avatuma, must be we're talking about a metal keli, and therefore when it touches tamei meis, it remained an avatuma. And when you put the oil that's a shlishi inside, not only you're taking it up one level, you're actually taking it up two levels. Amar Rava Shma Mina, we see from here Kasevar Rav Akiva that it must be Rav Akiva holds tumas mashkin letamecherim, the tuma that liquid could have to pass on the tuma to other items that it touches, deraisa is deraisa. Because later on in our sugya, we're going to have a machlokes three shitas, what level tuma does mashkim have? One opinion in the Tanayim is that mashke cannot even become tuma midaraisa. That which liquid becomes tuma is only midarabanan. There's a second shita that mashke could become tuma midaraisa, but it cannot be mitame midaraisa, meaning it itself could contract tuma midaraisa, but that which it has the ability to convey its tuma to something else, that's only midarabanan. The third shita, that no, mashke both could contract tuma and convey tuma midaraisa. Says Rava, it must be that Rabbi Kiva holds like this third shita, that mashke not only could it become tuma midaraisa, but it could even give over its tuma midaraisa. The Isakadai took the Rabbanon, because if mashke can only give off tuma midrabanon mechti, so let us see over here. Hai ner, this lamp, Maika Mahani Leilishem, what is it doing to this oil? By the fact that you're putting this oil into the lamp and it's getting this tuma from the lamp. Ilav Siligufa, if it's to make the shemen itself puzzle, hapuzzle the kai, it's already puzzle because it touches tvuyayim. And as far as puzzle is concerned, that it itself should be possible, that it itself contracted tumma, it makes no difference what level tumma it contracted. Once it's possible, it's possible. Whether it touches sheni the tumma, whether it touches the rishon the tumma, even if it touches the ava tumma. The only difference what level tumma it touched is only if it's going to convey tumma to something else. So you have to know what level it is to know what level it could pass on. But if it's not going to pass on tumma anyway, it makes no difference. It started out being possible and it's vital possible. So must be, if we're concerned with Maisa Tumal Tumasai, and therefore it's a chiddush that you could do such a thing, must be that the oil has the ability, the mashke has an ability to be mitame other things, midaraisa. Says the Gemara, Mimai, what's your raya? Dumal Tame Acher Midarabanan. Maybe Anachanami midaraisa, it cannot be mitame other things. And that which we're saying over here, that you're adding to a level of tuma to the oil, is on the Rabbanan level. That midrabanan, now it's going to have the ability to be metame more. You're right, midaraisa, it's going to remain the same level of tuma, but at least midrabanan, you're making it more tame, because it originally was a shlishi, and now it's going to be a rishon, and it could be metame more things. Says the Gemara, no, it can't be midrabanan, because even midrabanan, if we're concerned with tuma midrabanan, my your be'ava tuma, so why do we have to make the case that the liquid, the oil over here, touched a lamp that's an avatuma, afilu berishon v'sheni nami, even if that oil only touched the rishon l'tuma, or furthermore, even if it only touched the sheni l'tuma, tchila havi, regardless, the liquid, the mashke, would become a rishon l'tuma. Ditznan, because we have a Mishnah, this is one of the Yudches Dover that we had in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, that they were going to the Talmidei Shammai and the Talmidei Hillel. That Kol HaPoisel as a Chuma, anything that has the ability to make Chuma possible, meaning anything that's a Sheni L'tuma, and therefore when it touches the Chuma, it will possible it, it will make it into a Shlishi, that it itself will be possible but it cannot, as we explained before, give its tuma off to the next thing, because a shlishi is the lowest down level of tuma that a truma could be. So anything that has the ability to make truma possible, metame mashkin, will be metame, the liquid that it comes in contact with, liyaschil, to become a rishon tuma. So if that's the case, this liquid, if we're talking about at the abundant dika level, that midah abundant it became rishon l'tumah, it wouldn't have to touch a lamp that's an avatumah. Even if it touched a rishon l'tumah, or even if it touched a shein l'tumah, the liquid also would become now a rishon l'tumah. Chutz mitzvuyim, with the exception of a tzvuyim, that by a tzvuyim, like we said before, the liquid, even though a tzvuyim passes shuma, the liquid that a tzvuyim touches will not become a rishon, rather will be a shlishi. So this shemen that was originally touched by a tefillah, which will be a shlishi, midrabanan, no matter what it touches, you're elevating it from a shlishi to a rishon. So why do we have to discuss specifically a lamp that was an avatuma? El shmamina deraisi, because Rabbi Kiva wanted to tell us that not only could you make it more tamei on the derabanan level, but you could even add to its tuma on the deraisa level. Then the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, Amr Meir, midivrei Ramanu, that we learn from here, that Erev Pesach, you want to burn Truma Tameya with Truma Tareya, you may. So the Gemara asked, midivrei Leman, from whose words did Rameir see this Chiddush? Ilema, if you're going to tell me, divrei Chaninis Kana Kehanim, that he saw it from the words of Rav Chanina's Kana Kehanim, that the same way that you could take the Basar, that's a Shlish of the Tumah, and burn it with the Basar, that's a Rish of the Tumah. So too, you could burn the Truma Tameh with the Truma Tehira. Midami, what's your comparison? Hasam Tameh V'Tameh. Over there, they were both Tameh. It was a lower level Tumah, but it was at least Tameh. So that's the Chiddush. Once it's Tameh, you can make it into a higher level of Tameh. Hacha Tameh V'Tameh. But over here, the Truma Tehira, you're right, it's going to have to be burnt because soon it's about to become Aser, but it's not Aser yet. There's nothing wrong with it yet. If that's the case, it's totally Torah. Who says you have a right to go be Metamein now? The Elam did Rabbi Kiva, and even if you want to say that he's coming from Rabbi Kiva's words, who said even further, like the Mishnah explained, that Rav Chanina's Kana Kehanim, still Midami. Still, how could you compare it? Hasam Pasa Tami. The oil that touched the Tuyayim, even if it's not Tamei, it's at least Pasul. So once it's Pasul, so that's Rabbi Kiva's Chiddush, that you could take something that's already Pasul and make it Tamei. Haka Tamei V'Tar, Tar V'Tamei. Over here you're taking something that's not even Pasul. It's totally Tar. And now you're burning it together with something that's Tamei. Who gives you a right to do that? Says the Gemara, Neima, maybe shall we say, Kasavar, a mayor there, a mayor must hold, that our Mishnah is discussing a case that the avatuma, the meat that was an avatuma, was an avatuma deraisa, like most avatumas are. However, the second piece of meat that became tummy with a vladatuma didn't become tummy with a vladatuma that is a tuma deraisa, rather it became tummy with a vladatuma that was a tuma derabanan. That means on the deraisa level, this second piece of meat is 100% tar. And nonetheless, chazal or mater, once you're burning it, you could take the meat that's tar midaraisa, since it's at least tamei midarabanan, and burn it together with the meat that's tamei midaraisa. So hu adin, when it comes to burning chametz on Erev Pesach, the way the Rishonim understand, will say that an Issur Derabanan could be equated to a Psul Derabanan. And therefore, when you burn the chametz, even though it's not yet Asa Midaraisa, but it's like we saw before, you burn chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour, which it's already at least Asa Midarabanan. So since it's already also midrabanan, that could be equated to a psul midrabanan. You're allowed to take a psul midrabanan and burn it together with a tuma deraisa. Umay midirvreim. So according to this explanation, what does it mean? That which Rav Meir said, midivreim lamanu, midivreim chanina skana kehanim, from the words of chanina skana kehanim, from the fact that chanina skana kehanim permitted you to take basar that was tamei midrabanan and burn it with meat, that's tamei midraisa. So hu adin, we could take chametz on Erev Pesach at a time that's only asar midrabanan, midraisa is mutter and it's totally tar.